Ah, man. So, this is Whale Talks Wrestling, episode 119. We have a lot to talk about. Too much to name. A lot of AEW, a lot of WWE, a lot of NXT, some New Japan, all around. Let's just get right into it. Okay, we're going to start it off with WWE Survivor Series War Games here. We finally got War Games in the main roster. That's good shit to me. And we started off with the Women's War Games match. Bianca starts it off, and Dakota for the other team. We got Kai with some kicks, taking advantage for her team. Bianca hits a nice buckle bomb on the side of the cage to Kai, and Kai sells it like $1 million. She just slumps over. Looks like she got folded up. Io Sky is up next, which is always the MVP of War Games to me. She always does some crazy shit. Asuka's in next. Of course, anytime Asuka and Io are in a match together, it's good stuff to me. She hits fucking... Io hits a double springboard dropkick. That was really cool. Nikki Cross is next. Fills the cage with weapons. We always got the War Games weapon cage fill up. Alexa Bliss comes in. She hits a crossbody off the top. Nikki Cross hits a crossbody off the tippy top of the cage. To everyone, that was really cool. I'm glad she's back to being Cuckoo Nutso. And she has her fucking sanity theme, which I really like. Bayley's in next. Bayley gets ladders in there. Table after that. Mia Yim is in next. She throws in 1,000 trash cans, having a hard time putting them in. The secret weapon of the heel team is in next. Rhea Ripley. Rhea pretty much murders everyone. We get a leg drop by Becky Lynch onto Io with a trash can over her head. It's a draping leg drop, too. Riptide almost gets it. We got the miss to Rhea by Asuka. Rose plant by Bayley. Moonsault by Io off the top of the cage to everybody. Alexa handcuffs herself to Nikki, basically sacrificing herself to take down Nikki. Rhea puts Yim through a ladder. Rock bottom and a KOD to Io. Leg drop on a table, through a table by Becky from the top of the cage to two good women for the win. And yeah, Becky was the freaking the ace of this match. That was the secret weapon, you know, taking down Rhea. But I'm glad Rhea didn't get pinned. But overall, that was a good match. A little, you know, botchy here and there. But hey, what's a War Games game? You can't match without a botch. AJ Styles versus Finn Balor, only their second meeting one-on-one. The last match they had was freaking great. This match was good, but it was not better than their first match. I'll tell you that. AJ has the New Japan mask on. Finn Balor has the fucking weird Kanye mask on. AJ is going for Finn's legs. I like how he's doing the Triple H spot where he kicks the shit out of him and he like flies all over the place. Hiroshi Garoshi by AJ for a near fall. We got a big brawl breaking out with the club and the Judgment Day. Finn hits a sling blade. Suplex on the corner by AJ, which always looks disgusting, bro. He fucking folds the motherfuckers with that shit. We get a cool spot where AJ hits the pay leg and then Finn hits the pay leg. Prince is thrown by Finn for a near fall. It's the gut buster. Fireman's carry gut buster. And then Hiroshi Garoshi by Finn. AJ's finally... It's the big forearm shot, phenomenal forearm for the win. This was good stuff. Like I said, I enjoy the rehab that they've given the Judgment Day. I'll tell you that. Worst match of the show, Shotzi versus Ronda, because Ronda sucks eggs. SmackDown Women's title. Shotzi hits some type of dive. Shotzi ends up slapping Ronda. That pisses her off. Shotzi almost dies. Hitting an apron DDT, which she's done plenty of times in NXT, but for some reason, Ronda can't comprehend a DDT. Sliced bread by Shotzi on Shayna. Top rope arm drag to Ronda. Ronda ends up winning with the arm bar. Like I said, we need to get Ronda the fuck out of here. This bitch sucks, bro. My favorite match of the night, Bob Lashley versus Austin Theory versus Seth Rollins for the US title, triple threat. Bob with a flatliner DDT combo on both men. Hits the Dominator for a near fall. Flying knee off the apron by Seth. Theory starts using the steel steps on everybody. He's chucking him around, smashing everybody. Rolling Thunder dropkick by Theory. That's so impressive how he can do that. Seth with four dives taking out everybody. Pedigree by Seth for another near fall. Rolling Thunder blockbuster by Theory. Another great fucking move. So happy to have Theory just be Theory now. No more stupid cell phone looking like a doofus. The guy looks like a fucking star now. High Fly Flow by Seth while Bob has the Hurt Lock locked in. That was really cool. Double Master Lock on both men. He locks in the Hurt Lock. Never seen that before. We had a Spear by Lashley while he was trying to hit a Falcon's Arrow on Theory, which ended up hitting a Brainbuster on Theory. Lashley hits the Spear. Theory's hand lands on Seth, and he gets the win. Austin Theory is now the new U.S. champion. I'm happy for him. Like I said, his rehab phase is going good. But I'm not going to lie, I was really enjoying Seth being the U.S. champion. He had the open challenge. I feel like Seth's in-ring work has been fantastic. It's kind of a bummer. Then we get the main event. We get the men's War Games match. Peter Dune starts it off with Jey Uso. Pete's trying to break fucking Jey Uso's fingers as usual. Pete stomps on Jay's arm, Shawn Michaels style. Ridge comes in. Sammy comes in next. Drew comes in. Drew with a belly-to-belly to every single person. Jimmy Uso's in next. Sammy and Jay are arguing pretty much the whole match with Jimmy's getting pissed off. Kevin Owens is in next. He gets a Swanton for a near fall. Suplex on the table by Kevin. A bunch of super kicks. Solo no sells any of them. Sheamus in last. Super white noise by Sheamus from the top rope. Roman finally comes in. He smacks the fuck out of everybody. We got a V-trigger by Sheamus for a near fall. Sheamus with a bro kick to Solo. Spear to Sheamus, but then it gets saved. Jay kicks Sammy by mistake. We're having those two still go at it. We get a super 1D by the Usos, but it gets saved. Spear through the table to Ridge by Roman. Spinning Solo through the table by Solo Sikoa. Stunner by Owens on Roman, and they get saved by Sammy, and the crowd loses their mind. Super kick, pop-up powerbomb, but Sammy saves it. Again, he will not let Roman get pinned. Low blow to Sammy to Kevin. Yakuza kick in the corner, and he does the thing where he doesn't let Kevin fall. And then he tells Jay to end it. Hits a fucking Uso splash, and the Bloodline wins. Sammy Uso is official now. The man does not get betrayed, and he basically is the main reason the Bloodline won. Roman was dead to rights twice. You know what I'm saying? So I thought this was a fun pay-per-view. Definitely not the best War Games matches. The NXT ones were better. But I feel like, you know, we just started, and these guys never, ever done War Games matches except for Kevin. Kevin was fucking great. Like, that's the Undisputed Era match right there. So I'm glad we got something new. I would still love traditional Survivor Series matches. Like, I would have loved to have, like, something for the mid-carders to do. You know what I mean? But, yeah, I thought overall Survivor Series was a fun show. All right, here's something I've been really wanting to talk about. New Japan Cross Stardom event. We have a lot of really cool matches and a fucking fantastic women's main event. The first women's main event in New Japan history for the IWGP women's title. And it was fucking awesome. Like, let's get into it. I'll start with all the matches that I cared about, which there were actually a lot of matches that I care about. I'm going to warn you right now. My pronunciation of these names are not fantastic, and I'm really sorry to everybody. You know, like, the New Japan guys, I know the New Japan guys, but the Stardom girls are still new to me. Well, not new. I've been watching Stardom for a while, but I'm just really bad with names and pronunciation. So, bear with me. Lio Rush, Yo, and Ishii. Yoshihashi versus the House of Torture here. We got an 8-man tag. House of Torture is making a mess of shit right away while they do. Yo and Sho are always murdering each other anytime they see each other. Former Roppongi 3K guys. Yoshi is smashed into an exposed turnbuckle. Ishii is fucking moving faster than I've ever seen in my life. This dude's fucking huffing it. 3D out of nowhere by Lio and Yo for the win. The 0-3K finish. Fun match. Okay, here we go. I'm going to fucking do this bad, this bad. Himika and Maya and freaking the Toxic Spider, which is one of my favorite in Stardom. Freaking versus ASM, Lady C, and Saya, six women tag. Always very impressed with the Toxic Spider. She is probably my favorite person in Stardom right now. She's fantastic. She's always killing it. Lady C hits a nice giant swing. This woman is big, bro. Like, she's a tall woman for a freaking Stardom girl. Himika lifts the girls at the same time. Hits a double reverse Samoan drop combo. That was really cool. The Toxic Spider, Tekla, or whatever the hell her name is, with a nasty Yakuza kick on the rope. Springboard crossbody. And then a stunner by AZM. Northern Lights crotch suplex. Very nice. Lady C with a top rope choke slam for a near fall. Saya with a big running super kick. Toxic Spider with a nice freaking dive. Basically, she does this weird, like, cool little spider thing into a spear. It's always a really cool move. A nice schoolgirl deadlift suplex by Saya. Then a perfect 450 splash for the win. Really fast-paced. Definitely showcasing the Stardom name right away. So this was great stuff. Here is my favorite wrestler in Stardom, Julia. And Zack Sabre Jr. versus Shuri. And Filthy Tom Lawler, which I fucking love. This is a great pairing. Julia is my favorite. She's fantastic. She's beautiful. Tom and Zach both getting leg locks on each other while smacking the fuck out of each other and talking shit was awesome. They will not let go of the individual leg locks, and they end up rolling out to the outside, still have their leg locks on, still talking shit to each other. That was great. Jesus freaking. Julia gets her back kicked so hard like a shotgun, bro. Like that thing that almost killed Paige. Tom and Shuri run full length off the ramp and hit a kick on both their opponents. Shuri eats Julia up with some strikes. Tom is getting beat up by both women. His own tag team partner pretty much said, "What the fuck is going on?" We get a code breaker by Zach on Zach by Shuri. Basically, the women just said, "Fuck it, we're beating up the men." Nasty headbutt by Julia to Shuri. Big strike exchange by Zach and Tom. I want to see more of Zach and Filthy Tom going at it, man. These guys are great. Tom with a rock bottom into the Anaconda Vice. Julia and Zach both lock in octopus holds. Zach steals it with the Euro clutch. Fun match. And please give me one-on-one. Zach Sabre Jr. and Filthy Tom Lawler. We got Momo, Doki, and Dark Starlight Kid, also one of my favorites, one of my top favorites, and El Desperado versus Taichi, Konamaru, Natsu, and Tam. Starlight Kid, legit, is probably my second favorite next to Julia. If it wasn't for Julia, Dark Starlight Kid would be my favorite. The speed of Starlight Kid, I know it's hilarious, you know, high-speed champion as she was before, but just her speed is fucking amazing. Karamaru gets jumped by all the women. My boy's getting stiffed off. They are lighting this motherfucker up, bro. Double blockbuster by Tam and Natsu. Tam with a really nice spin kick takes her fucking head off. Doki with a top rope foot stomp for a near fall. I just like how Desperado keeps trying to beat up all the women. It's pretty fucking hilarious. Twilight Dream Tiger Suplex by Tam. Really beautiful move. Taichi takes the pants off. Double super kick. Black Mephisto by Taichi for the win. Good stuff here. We get Goto and Milka versus Tanahashi and Utami in a tag match here. Tans is putting pretty much all the boots to Milka. Fucking booting her down. Goto with his corner spin kick into the Bulldog. I've always loved that move. We get a Sling Blade by Tana. Asuka with this cool-ass pump handle side slam. Never seen that before. Tana slaps the fucking shit out of Mila. Or Milka, whatever you want to say. I always forget her name. I was like, what the fuck, Tanahashi? Hiroshi Garoshi by Tutana by Goto. Utami with a Sling Blade to Goto, and then Milka drops Tana with a freaking Saito suplex. I was like, I'm so glad they're letting like the Stardom girls actually hit the dudes. What the fuck? Hijack bomb by Utami for the win, and good stuff there. LIJ versus United Empire. They're trying to basically beat the shit. Gridian Grey is trying to beat the fuck out of Shingo. Doesn't even sell one thing. Then he gets jumped by the whole LIJ. Fucking, that's the dude, their mouthpiece they got in the United Empire. The kind of older guy who talks a lot of shit. A nasty face wash by TJP. Hiromu with a cool-ass dragon arm screw. I was like, yeah, it was like an arm bar dragon screw at the same time. So glad TJP is in New Japan, by the way. The guy fits perfectly. Bushi with a spike DDT for a near fall. Shingo with a pop-up Death Valley driver. Big double wheelbarrow side slam by Aussie Open for the win. I did not see United Empire winning, but this was good stuff. One of my favorite Will Ospreay matches here. The IWGP US title. Will Ospreay was his, pretty much one of my top favorites, cup and comers. Unimo Shuta, a shooter himself, loves Ospreay's Hayabusa tribute outfit, which he actually collabed with Hayabusa's daughter on. That was really cool. He looks fucking dope. Legit looked like a fucking Mortal Kombat character. So that was awesome. Shooter is trying to take it to Ospreay since their last encounter, where Red Shoes ended up stopping the match to save his own son. Yakuza kick by Ospreay gets back the advantage. Shooter is staying one step ahead. Handspring kick into Guri by Ospreay for a near fall. Pop-up powerbomb by Shooter. Catching, this was fucking cool. So Shooter goes for a drop kick, while Ospreay basically sends him to the rope. Ospreay catches him in midair with a Liger Bomb and drops him down. Shooter is keeping up with Ospreay's speed the whole entire match. Chicky Nando's kick into a deadlift Falcon Arrow by Will Ospreay. That was cool. 450 splash for a near fall. Shooter kicks out and then another Liger Bomb right on his neck. And he kicks out again. Ox Cutter, but Shooter kicks out again. Fighting Spirit. Ospreay is giving him the back of the head elbow strikes, trying to get the match stopped, but Red Shoes will not do it because his fucking Shooter basically tells him don't do it. Then he starts stomping his head after. Shooter is still not done. He's legit begging Red Shoes, do not stop this match. He's grabbing him by the freaking feet. He's like, please don't do this. Fighting Spirit, Ospreay just super kicks the fuck out of him twice. Chelsea's grin. Hip toss knee into the crossroads into another one, into a saving grace by Shooter. Shooter's trying to come back. He gets up. He yells hook kick right to the fucking face. Shooter with a pop-up uppercut into the fucking McGillicutter for a near fall. Nasty Death Rider. Freaking, that was really cool. Freaking pop-up Chelsea's grin. Hidden Blade. Shooter actually kicks out. Hidden Blade, Stormbreaker, fucking done. Everybody go watch Shooter vs. Ospreay. I mean, this was fucking awesome. Like, I love Unimo Shooter so much, dude. He's so fucking dude. He's such a fucking dope. And then I nutted. I died and I went to heaven. A fucking video package of Kenny fucking Omega, the cleaner, Mr. Change the World himself, is coming back home, baby. We're getting Kenny Omega versus Will Ospreay, Wrestle Kingdom, IWGP, US title. Let's fucking go. I lost my mind, bro. I have been waiting for Kenny to come back to New Japan so hard. I wish he would just come back full time. I like Kenny in AEW, but the dude just does not even grasp the god that this man was in New Japan. It was crazy. Like, the thing that killed me about AEW is Kenny went over there. He was a jobber for a year. Then he was a tag team wrestler for 8 months. Then they finally put the strap on him, but it was when he was fucking beat up and falling apart. Like, what the fuck? They ruined this man's hype in AEW. I hate it. But here we fucking go. Main event time. IWGP Women's Championship to crown the first ever Kairi Sane versus Mayu Iwatani? Yeah, Iwatani. I got it right. Yay. So Mayu's been wrestling. She's pretty much the fucking Hiroshi Tanahashi of stardom. She's been wrestling there since day one. Big, big star. And Kairi has been one of my favorite wrestlers for a long time. Since the first day I saw the insane elbow, I was like, yep, that's it. That's her. She's the fucking pirate queen, niggas. Let's go. So let's start off here. Mayu with a nice suicide dive with such speed. And then a big top rope drop kick, taking the fight to the outside. These women apparently do not like each other from a commentary thing. I don't know if that's legit or not, but We get a spine-splitting PK by Mayu. She is not playing fucking games. Kairi runs the ramp, hence the fucking sliding deed elbow. Nasty strikes by Mayu. Top rope Frankensteiner by Mayu. And then a frog splash for a near fall. Freaking Kairi hits a nasty spear into the turnbuckle. And then locks in the anchor submission where she basically crosses her legs, the opponent's legs, and basically arches back all the way. Kairi with a crazy suplex that I have never seen before. It was like a leg hook, arm hook suplex. Kairi with a nasty spinning back fist where I thought Mayu was knocked the fuck out. What did she decide to do? She's going to do it one more fucking time. I'm like, oh my God, Mayu's dead. Then Mayu hits a gigantic super kick. And I always love Mayu when she does these desperation super kicks. She like keeps the pose. So she'll like kick the fucking shit out of you, and then she'll just stay like that for a little bit, and she drops down from exhaustion. So awesome. Mayu with a tombstone and then hits a dragon suplex. Kairi kicks out right away. Kairi with the Tokyo slam and then an insane elbow drop to the back. Another insane elbow drop, and Mayu actually kicks out. Kairi with a bunch of strikes beating the shit out of her. Mayu ends up sneaking up a crucifix bomb. Kairi kicks out. Two more dragon suplexes by Mayu, and Kairi is saved by the rope. She was done. Kairi with two more back fists slaps Mayu, like slaps the living soul out of her, that she knocks her out. Insane elbow to the head, and it is all over. Kairi Sane, the first ever IWGP Women's Champion. And that match, that main event was awesome. Like, it's tied to me. Honestly, if you go watch both matches, the one with Shooter and the main event, they're tied. Worth well the event. It was insane. Like, this was not even pun intended. Or Kairi Hojo, whatever you want to call her. I just call her Kairi Sane. But that was good stuff. I really hope they do more of these shows. I hope this is, kind of every couple months things. I love seeing the Women of Stardom interact with the New Japan people. Especially now, you can get like New Japan to get more women from Stardom and have them on all the time. Because I know they're also at Wrestle Kingdom. I think there's two Stardom matches. And, you know, we got Sasha Banks coming over, which is still insane to me. As Sasha Banks is going to be at Wrestle Kingdom, and she is going to wrestle soon for the IWGP Women's title. I hope she doesn't win it, because Kairi's the fucking shit. I feel like that would be super disrespectful to have Sasha beat her. But imagine a feud between Kairi and Sasha. They go back and forth, and Sasha wins it like in the summer or something. Oh, good stuff, man. Good stuff. Ooh, all right. Ring of Honor Final Battle 2022 here. We started off with Roosh. I did not see the pre-show. I actually forgot. So we're just going to go right to the show. I'll catch it later. Roosh and fucking, I don't even know how to pronounce this, Galitico or whatever the fuck, versus AR Fox and Blake Christian. Big AR Fox fan. AR and Roosh get right into a big strike exchange. Then Roosh kills him with a rolling elbow. Blake tags in. Roosh murders them with a rolling elbow in 2 seconds. Throws them 6 times into the barricade. I'm like, y'all love Roosh. He just beats the shit out of people, man. And then he chokes out Christian with the wire. And then AR gets powerbombed on the steel steps by freaking Qualitico or whatever the fuck. AR with a hot tag, cool flying kick, hot shot combo on both men. AR with 2 dead man dives, a springboard shooting star press on the outside by Qualitico. Blake Christian with a Canadian Destroyer DDT 450 by AR Fox, and the ref fucks up the call and they get the win. You can tell they weren't supposed to, because AR Fox legit goes, what the fuck? So then Roosh just loses his fucking mind. He actually got shoot suspended for putting his hands on the ref. But yeah, he just kills both men, takes the chairs to him, and beats the shit out of him. Jesus Christ. I was like, oh, I really, this is not hope to come for the pay-per-view, but I was like, this is a bad sign. Athena versus Mercedes Martinez for the Ring of Honor Women's title. And I am not going to lie to you. Athena's recent work of her beating the shit out of jobbers and just aggression has been my favorite thing. Like, I love Ember Moon, but I really, really have been digging the shit beating she's been doing. I love her theme. I love her whole gimmick right now. It's fucking awesome. So I wanted her to win this real bad, and she ended up doing it. So that was awesome because I want to see more of this. Ring of Honor Women's title on the line. Big strikes to start it off. Athena with a bunch of backflips to just do a bitch smack, which I thought was hilarious. With a spine buster by Mercedes into a regal stretch trying to tap out Athena. Athena with a running Liger Bomb for a near fall. Mercedes fights back with some strikes, locks in, and then hits a brain buster. Dropping swinging neck breaker on the floor by Mercedes, which looked clean as fuck. Athena with a twist slam into double knees to the face, the O face, and we are done here. New champion, well deserved. Mercedes Martinez didn't really do much with the title, sadly. I think this is her first official title defense on pay per view. But I feel like on the role Athena's in right now, you just want to do it, man. Shane Taylor and JD Griffey versus Swerve in Our Glory. Lee is pretty much doing this by himself here. We got a big moonsault by Lee. Grizzly Magnums all around into a house call kick. Lee hits Swerve by mistake, and this is where we start having problems. Rikishi Driver by Shane Taylor, and Lee kicks out. That was so impressive how he actually got him up there. Swerve ends up walking out on Lee, just like Lee did on him. BBC by Lee on Griff for the win, and basically, Keith Lee was able to beat both men by himself, which I did not like that. I really thought Shane Taylor should have won. Shane Taylor is a very underrated talent, and Shane Taylor Productions and all that stuff is really cool shit. Dalton Castle and the Boys versus the Gates of Agony and Brian Cage. Six-man ROH tag team titles on the line. Dalton and the Boys running around, getting hyped up. Cage is curling the Boys. Freaking Cage with a superplex off the apron to one of the Boys that he looked like he murdered him. Dalton deadlifts German to Big Toa. And then he hits T-bones on everybody. And then he tosses the Boys around at all the guys. Toa is having a hard time hitting a double Samoan drop. He like is stumbling. I understand. That's fucking crazy to lift two men at the same time. But he is having a hard time. And then he finally ends up doing it. We get a nasty Alabama slam into the tornado claw, into the drill claw to the Boys. Dalton with a reverse sling blade. Prince Sana ends up distracting Dalton. And new champs after a triple threat, triple team powerbomb. And yeah, I wish the Dalton and the Boys could have kept it. But I'm glad Brian Cage has a title, so. Ugh. Daniel Garcia versus Wheeler Yuter. Wheeler Yuter does nothing for me, dude. Like, congratulations, you're, a decent wrestler. That's all this guy's got. Like, he's got the fucking charisma of a dead rabbit. Oh, my God. And I hate that Garcia keeps getting put with this guy, because Garcia is everything he is, but better. Because Garcia can do the better wrestling, and he's actually got charisma. He's just so fucking boring. I'm sorry, man. Like, even the fact that this man is in a group with Cesaro, fucking Moxley, and Daniel Bryan, and Regal, and then you put Wheeler Yuter in there. Oh, my God. Both guys gets warning for using the closed fist right away. Yuter is using all the rope breaks early. Garcia with a nasty curve stomp and crosses the legs and everything. Garcia then locks in the Dragon Slayer. Yuter uses all the rope breaks so he can't do nothing about it. We get a big slap fight. Scoop slam brainbuster by Yuter. Angle slam by Yuter. Garcia with a spike pile driver for a near fall. Yuter with a double leg lock tombstone. Yuter wins by a million Bryans and Daniel Bryan elbows. He wins back the pure title. Why? I don't understand why they cut Garcia's hype. That shit he was doing with fucking Bryan Danielson and joining his side and people chanting, you're a wrestler, all of that to just put him back in the JAS and he's basically a background player again. You had a fucking star in your hand in the performance he had with Bryan to just put him back feuding with Yuter and he loses the pure title. Like, what the fuck? Here's obviously the best match of the show and the reason to watch this pay-per-view. FTR versus the Briscoe Bros, Ring of Honor Tag Team Titles, Double Dog Collar Match. Shit's going crazy already. Mark Briscoe's already busted open. Dax and Jay are fighting it out in the crowd. Mark with a dive off the stage to Cash Wheeler. Fucking Redneck Kung Fu by Mark Briscoe. Fucking Jay is killing Dax with some crazy head punches. Like, you know how head punches, you can tell. Like, you know they're not really trying to hit him. Fucking Jay Briscoe does not give a single fuck. This dude is legit fucking beating the shit out of this dude. I'm just like, oh my god, I can actually see the punches connecting. Cash is whipping fucking Mark with the chains. Jay gets his face busted open big time. This dude's bleeding rivers. Doomsday Device with the chains by FTR. That was really cool. Cash Wheeler for gory stretch with all the chains around Mark's neck. That was really cool. Then he hangs Mark Briscoe. Oh my god, I love when they do that. It's awesome. We get a chain frog bone elbow by Mark Briscoe for a near fall. Both of FTR are now busted open. Dax is taking... This spot was stupid, but whatever. Dax is trying to wrap the chains around his head and hit a fucking headbutt. He takes about, like, 10 years. Like, dude, if you can't do it, just jump. Like, oh, my God. Like, he's just trying to wrap the chains, they fall off. He tries to wrap the chains, they fall off. He tries to wrap the chains, they fall off. He finally managed to kind of do it. Even the ref got busted open in this match. That was a cool thing. Mark gets thrown off the top, the turnbuckle onto the floor, dragged by the chains. Jay Driller, nasty one, but Dax kicks out. Big chair shots to Dax. Low blow to Dax into a pile driver on the chair. But end up Jay kicking out. Cash tells Dax to fucking murder him. I quote this. It was awesome. Jay with a superplex onto a pile of chairs to Dax. Dax taps out. To fucking Jay's cross-face submission. Finally, the right team wins. FTR is a great fucking tag team, but they ain't no fucking Briscoe brothers, bro. So glad they won back the Ring of Honor Championship. I hate how they were getting swamped by FTR. Like, the Briscoes are untouchable in tag team wrestling, bro. You guys are awesome. Fucking the Ass Boys end up attacking FTR. We're still going on this feud in no match. Sadly, this match got overshadowed, and it was one of the matches I was looking forward to. We got Juice Robinson versus Samoa Joe for the Ring of Honor World title. Both guys fighting it out with the short jabs. I forgot this match. They both do the short jabs. A jumping senton by Juice, but Joe catches him with a choke. Joe exposes the concrete, ends up giving him a scoop slam. Joe with a big elbow dive there, you know, a little suicide dive elbow shot. Joe with the atomic drop, big boot senton combo, original. Big cannonball by Juice. Joe with the power bomb into the STF, into the cross face combo. Joe slaps him a couple times, a muscle buster, and we are done here. Sadly, Juice got pretty much bodied. Shame, shame. Then we get the main event of Chris Jericho versus Cesaro for the Ring of Honor World title. Cesaro's not playing games. He is tossing Jericho all around, and Cesaro is the only person who has Jericho number. He's beat Jericho like 3 times. Bryan Danielson elbows to start off. Neutralizer early, but Jericho kicks out. Top rope gunch wrench suplex by Cesaro gets a near fall. Top rope Frankensteiner by Jericho gets a near fall. Jericho with a superplex off the apron. He keeps doing that. That shit looks tough. Both guys hit the fighting spirit after a couple Yakuza kicks back and forth. A swing into the walls of Jericho. Fucking baseball bat to Cesaro's head, but he ends up kicking out. Cesaro finally gets the swing. He swings Jericho 34 times, and they did something a little weird, and he taps out to the swing. Okay, here's the controversy on this finish. I am not a fan of the finish. I know everyone thinks it's really fucking cool. Oh my god, he tapped out to the swing. If you're gonna tap out to the swing, dude, do at least 50. 34? Like, at least do 50 or go for the 100. You know what I mean? Also, I understand the story is... This is where I let it slide a little bit. I understand the story is that Jericho hates the swing. Anytime Jericho's in the swing, you know, it's a bad thing. But they should have done better to explain that. To me, you should have been like, hey, Jericho is fucking scared of the swing. He hates the swing. You should have brought it up all night. Because then him tapping out wouldn't have been like, okay, you know what I mean? But overall, I thought it was a fun show. Like I said, the Ring of Honor pay-per-views are always like, they're not, you know, fantastic 10 out of 10 shows, but they're always like a fun take in wrestling because they're not crazy fucking long like the AEW pay-per-views. So it's good stuff. Good stuff. Okay, it's time for NXT Deadline. I am not going to lie to you. I did really... Not that I didn't have an interest, because I do enjoy NXT still from time to time. But this pay-per-view seemed like, oh, okay, whatever. And I'm not going to lie, the Scramble match, Iron Survivor thing had me a little scared. But honestly, I thought this was a really, really fun show. I enjoyed the women's Iron Survivor. Fucking Alba Fire and Isla Dawn had an awesome match. New Day and Pretty Deadly was shocking. And the men's Survivors match was fucking one of my favorite matches of the year. And I am not lying. That match was 1,000 miles per hour. I felt like everybody was on fucking cocaine. Oh my God, that match was so good. I had to watch it again after. The main event was okay. But we'll get to it. Women's Iron Survivor Challenge. So we got about five or six women, 25 minutes. 5 minutes, someone comes in, you get pinned, you get put on the penalty box. Whoever has the most pins by the end of the match wins. It's basically the old scramble match, but better. Roxanne Perez and Zoe Stark started off. They chain wrestle till Kiana James comes in. James lands on her feet after a nice freaking half and half suplex there. That was really cool. Stark hits a curb stomp on Fox and then on the steel steps. Zoe hits an inverted scoop slam into her knee for the first fall. She has 1 point. Cora Jade comes in next. Cora gets a point right away with a roll-up on James. James with the freaking RVD shoulder thrust. Indy Hartwell is in last. Indy with a big boot gets a point right away on Roxanne. James with a moonsault on the outside to Zoe. Roxanne gets a point with a roll-up. Indy with a suplex on the floor to Jade, Cora Jade. Rox with a low tope to the low rope. Zoe hits a beautiful springboard crossbody on all the women on the outside. James hits the 401k, but no pin. Really cool move. It's like a freaking sling blade complete shot. Really dope move. Let me give Kiana James, honestly, I had no idea why she was in this match. She's very, like, new, but she showed out. This girl was going crazy, the moves she was doing, man. We got a pop rocks by Rox on Jade. She has 2 points now. James with a top rope Spanish fly on Zoe. Match is over. Roxanne wins it with 2 points. She will challenge Mandy Rose for the NXT Women's title. And this match was great. It was awesome. Sure. Then we got these girls going at it. Freaking, they showed up the other match. Alba Fire and Isla Dawn. These girls are going right at it. And freaking, I'm telling you, Isla Dawn is making me feel some type of way. This woman is fucking hot as all hell, bro. And she's fucking creepy and I like it. We get a Koji Clutch by Alba Fire. Running Meteora by Dawn. Top rope Meteora then by Isla Dawn. We get a freaking fire with a cannonball to the outside. These two are killing it. The pace of this match, the speed of this match, they're going tit for tat. Fire with a satellite DDT. Dawn with a head kick into a Saito suplex combo. We get a gory bomb on the outside by Alba Fire. Fire with the swanton bomb. The ref, and this is where the match gets a little weird. The ref starts spinning out black goo because it is the same ref that got misted on the Go Home episode of NXT. So she's pretty much got the whole kind of Malakai Black thing going here. Fire hit with the exposed turnbuckle. Hits the Eye of the Hurricane, as Isla Dawn does for the win. But this match was awesome. Definitely go watch this match other than the kooky finish. We get the New Day versus Pretty Deadly for the NXT tag team titles. The New Day are super over as usual. Especially in the NXT crowd. Kofi starts to twerk off with Pretty Deadly. They're all twerking, going crazy. Like I said, I can have some fun. It's fine. We got a rope stun gun into a big European uppercut by Kofi. Onto Kofi. Rolling DDT by Kofi. The man did the same animation from the video games. That was really cool. Both teams are pulling in Eddie Guerrero. So, Pretty Deadly go down with a chair. They fake it. Then the New Day goes down with a chair. They're faking. The ref turns around. And all four men are on the floor yelling that the other team used the chair. That was pretty funny. I mean, used the belt, sorry. Then Woods gets hit with one of the belts, but actually kicks out because, you know, Woods got the power to kick out of anything. Crowd is super hot for that one. Trouble in Paradise on the outside. Midnight Hour and the New Day are the new NXT Tag Team Champions. Yeah, what the hell? Did not see that coming. Then we got the fucking match of the night. This was my match of the week. This match was awesome. Everyone, go watch this match. Men's Iron Survivor Challenge. JD McDonagh and Axiom started off, which these two have been having a great feud between McDonagh basically twisting his knee around. JD is going right for that same knee to finish the job. Freaking Jesus. Haymaker slapped by both men. They were slapping the shit out of each other. We had a nasty discus clothesline into a liar bomb by JD. Melo don't miss is up next. Backwards draping leg drop by Melo. Melo hit with a double super kick in midair. Melo gets the first fall and the point. Melo with his gourd buster cutter, which is a really cool looking move. We got Grayson Waller in next. The man does his rolling thunder double stunner, gets 2 points in about 30 seconds. Rolling thunder stunner on the apron by Waller. That had to suck for his tailbone. Axiom and JD fight it out in the penalty box. They've both been pinned. Butterfly Falcon's Arrow by Melo. That was really cool. Never seen that before. Waller ends up talking a lot of shit, calls Booker T a bitch. Axiom steals a point on Waller. Freaking. Then a Canadian Destroyer and a Golden Ratio super kick for another point by Axiom. Joe Gacy is in last. And this is my fucking guy, bro. I love this guy. This guy's his mannerism and the way he fights in the ring is so good. He was my favorite part of this match. He comes in, nasty discus clothesline by Gacy. And then Gacy taps out Axiom to the Rings of Saturn. JD then kills Axiom in the penalty box. Handspring clothesline by fucking Gacy. Gets another point on Melo. Gacy with a dive taking out everybody. Yo, Gacy's going fucking nuts. Axiom hits a moonsault off the penalty box onto everybody. This match is fucking awesome, bro. It's crazy. Waller taps out to the crossface by Melo. And now he has 2 points. Scissor kick by Melo to Gacy. Booker T gets real hyped. Double inside by JD on the outside. And then catching headbutt. And then another double inside to Melo. Then another double inside to Waller. And another double inside. Jesus Christ. JD McDonagh going crazy. He's still the only one with no points. He gets jumped by all four men. Everyone beats the shit out of him. Freaking, they all boot him at the same time. Gacy with a rock bottom onto the steel steps. A bubble bomb onto the Rings of Saturn by fucking Gacy. That was really cool on Melo. Codebreaker by Melo to Gacy, and then a headbutt by JD. Top rope scissors kick by Melo. Waller steals it, gets 3 points. Waller has about 40 seconds left. He's running away. He's stopping every single pin, and Grayson Waller wins the match. This match was awesome. My words don't do it justice. Go watch this shit. I was legit 5 stars, baby. This match was great. And Grayson Waller winning was really cool, too. I did not see that coming. But, yeah, Joe Gacy, MVP of the whole match. Apollo Crews versus Braun Breaker. I said Grayson Waller. Braun Breaker. For the NXT World title, I'm not going to lie, this match fell flat. I was murdered after the Men's Iron Survivor. Like, I'm pretty sure these guys had a fun match. I don't know, because I was just tuned out. I was like, bro, you can't top that match. That match was crazy. But feeling out back and forth, Braun with a big dive. Very impressive. This motherfucker hit a nice tope with no problem. We get a catching jumping knee by Cruz. Cruz with Death Valley driver, then hits 3 German suplexes. Cruz with 3 repeating power bombs. So fucking strong. He could do that to fucking Braun Breaker. Lowdown frog splash by Cruz for a near fall. Top rope bulldog by Braun Breaker. Then he hits some type of choke slam. Cruz hits Braun Breaker's military press power slam for a near fall. Braun kills him with a spear for the win. Waller comes out, hits the fucking rolling thunder stunner on Braun, and that's where we're at. And Yeah, but women's, the Iron Survivor matches, here to stay, fucking awesome. I like both of them. They were good shit. But yeah, I thought this was a really, 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 really fun show. I did not expect this show to be as good as it was. I will tell you that. But yeah, go watch that Iron Survivor match, man. Oof, all right, what a long fucking show. But we are at the end here. We are with AEW Winter is Cooming. Let's see. We start off with the Triangulo de la Muerte, Death Triangle, versus the Elite. Match 4 of the best of 7. Wheelbarrow into a Kotaro Crusher by Kenny. Penta with the Fear Factor on the apron to one of the Buckies. Phoenix with his freaking reverse Spanish fly on Kenny Omega. Then Penta hits Made in Japan, the Pentagon Driver. And then freaking... it was really weird. Phoenix hit like a fucking reverse frog splash. It was so cool on Kenny. All on Kenny. Kenny kicks out. Nick ends up tapping onto a knee bar since Nick was selling his leg the whole time. He ended up getting kicked out the match and coming back in. Yeah, like I said, I'm enjoying the best of 7 more than I thought I would. I honestly was not a fan when they announced it because I don't really like that. Like, I thought NXT was smart doing the best of 3. Like, that's a little better, but 7 fucking matches between the same people week after week after week after week after week. I'm like, God, Jesus Christ. That's why they're changing it up. Kenny said no DQ for their next match because they're down. They have to win straight now. MJF cuts a fantastic backstage promo on Ricky Staggs. The Acclaim comes out. They get jumped by Team TNA, my boy Jeff Jarrett. Guitar shot to Max Caster by Jeff. He calls him Slap Nuts. And they want a tag team title match. This is so fucking random and weird, but don't care. Team TNA all the way. Jericho is pissed, and basically he said he wants to beat up a jobber. We get Cage versus Jungle Boy in a fantastic match. This was awesome, but you know. I wanted Cage to win, but he never wins. Jungle Boy is using speed, but Cage ends up keeping up with him because, you know, he's Cage. Cage gets him in the curls. He starts curling him. He tries to hit him with a power bomb, but Jungle Boy turns his power bomb into a beautiful DDT. Tornado full Nelson slam by Cage for a near fall. Tornado claw, but then Jungle Boy with a Canadian destroyer out of nowhere. We get a snare trap, but Cage taps out, but the ref doesn't see it. He's being distracted by Prince Nana. And then fucking Jungle Boy rolls up Cage for the win. A very fun match. He calls out Big Bill. What a fucking shitty name. People want to talk about WWE and their bad names. But come on, we got Big Cass to W. Morrissey to fucking Big Bill. What the fuck were they thinking? Lee Moriarty and Big Bill come out and whoop Jungle Boy's ass. Choke slam. For some reason, Hook is now involved in this. I hate how they use Hook, dude. This guy should be coming out, whooping people's asses just like Taz. Towel over his head. No shit's given. But all he does is fucking help mid-carders. Like, what the fuck? Like, don't even get me on Hookhausen and all that bullshit, how I ruined Hook's shine. The House of Let's Try This One More Time versus The Factory. Like I said, I have a very bad taste in my mouth after what, like, Tony Khan's bitch ass did to fucking The House of Black. You had a surefire main event act, and you booked them like fucking losers. Malakai, bona fide main eventer, he loses his fucking third match to Cody Rhodes cleanly. Like, he loses at the pay-per-view cleanly. He gets pinned in his last match cleanly. I understand this guy was going to, you know, take some time off. But you don't bury him and then bring him back and expect, oh, man, we're going to really take him seriously this time. So I just have a bad taste of the House of Black. I like the House of Black. I like all the members. Brody King's the shit. Fucking Malakai is in phenomenal shape. The guy looks incredible. But it just bad taste in my fucking mouth, man. The new theme is a lot better, though. They got a new theme. Black Miss to Nick Camarado by Julia Hart. And then they jump the factory while Black just sits and watches in the corner. Black Mass to QT, and we are out of here. Like, you know, like, I just hate when they do that, where they just murder somebody. And then, oh, let's just bring him back and shine him up again. Like, unless they come in and beat the Elite when this best of seven is over, then we can talk about, like, what the fuck was that? You should have never buried Malakai from the first part. Chris Jericho versus Action on, I don't know, Jobber. Let's go Jobber chance to start it off. Jericho is murdering this kid with chops. Mr. Action with a cool twisting splash. Jericho hits a fucking FU out of nowhere. We get a Codebreaker, but the kid kicks out and actually gets a really good reaction. We get a backbreaker, neckbreaker combo by the Jabber. Acai moonsault to the outside. Action starts laying on the strikes. And Jericho gets beat cleanly with a standing shooting star press. I understand this was supposed to be the 1-2-3 kid moment. You know, it was a big upset. But damn, man, you couldn't beat Jericho with something better than a standing shooting star press. Jesus Christ. Couldn't beat him with a top rope shooting star press. Lord. But I don't know. Apparently, Jericho handpicked this kid to be something big. And Jericho said he's going to make this kid a star. Let's see. Hopefully, he has some charisma. Hopefully, he can talk. You know, hopefully, he's got some stuff. We'll see. We get Tay Mello versus Ruby Soho. This is actually a fun match. I actually like this match. The fight starts off before the match. Ruby Soho slammed everywhere around the ring. Ruby wants the match to start anyway. A couple of Saitos by Ruby. She hits three of them. Hits the no future kick. No pin there. Mello tries to dip. Tay Mello. Tay DDT on the ramp by Mello. Deadly Nightshade by Ruby, where the commentary team doesn't call it, after hitting the three super kicks in the corner. We get a beautiful pump kick by Mello. She definitely has some of the best pump kicks in the business. Big chop exchange here. Judo throw into the Suzuki Pile Driver by Tay Mello for a near fall. Ruby with the Destination Unknown Blade Runner for the win. Anna Jay comes out and takes out Ruby Soho. This is a fun match. I really, really like this match. Main event time, Ricky Staggs versus MJF. AEW World Title and AEW Diamond Ring on the line. We get a nice back and forth here. MJF is playing games, not taking his man seriously at all. Like I said, I would have loved to see Ricky actually be the dude to beat this guy, but you threw him at him way too early. But hopefully we can come back to this feud. Satellite DDT by Ricky for a near fall. Ricky with a Liger Bomb, almost botched it, but he was able to fix it. Really good stuff there. Power Bomb onto one knee by MJF, basically half of Project Ciampa. Freaking Ricky with a spear for can't capitalize because he's got an injured shoulder. Salt of the Earth Armbar by MJF, and then he locks in both arms. The double Salt of the Earth Armbar, but Ricky Staggs reaches the rope. Low blow by MJF, gets the win with a roll-up, and that is it. Hopefully, Ricky can stay in the main event scene. I think he's proven how fucking good he is. Even what MJF said, like, how this guy's been floating ever since Team Taz. It's a shame. Bryan Danielson comes out, and we're transitioning right to the Bryan Danielson feud. Like I said, I would have loved to see Ricky get a little bit more shine, maybe even another match. You know, even if he lost, at least he would have stayed in the spotlight with MJF, but let's see what's going to happen. That was Winter is Cooming.